Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So, Katie and I were talking before the show started this morning about real IDs. Why are we doing this?
I know that we knew at one time, but I feel like that time has passed. And it also was something we were supposed to have prior to COVID.
Or during COVID.
Yeah, it was supposed to be happening around that time.
Yeah.
And then they go, we get it. You can't go into a DMV office. Mm-hmm. We'll push this back.
Yep.
And then they did. For years.
Right.
And then Kevin told me the other day, like as of like May 7th or something.
Oh, I should probably find that out
again. If you want to get on a plane, you need to have a real ID.
Yeah.
Which made me panic because I'm going to Vegas at the end of May.
May 7th. Yeah.
Okay.
May 7th.
Uh-oh.
Right.
Well, but Katie just found something out that's going to make everybody breathe a little easier.
It says that if you have a passport, a valid passport, you can wait to get your real ID when your license needs to be renewed.
The reason we're doing this is to, quote unquote, ensure a more secure and consistent process for issuing state-issued driver's licenses and ID cards.
Was that not already happening?
Right. What was the problem before? I kind of liked that we all had different looking cards. When I was a bartender and I had to check people's ID, that was Delaware.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin, you were a bartender.
Yeah, that was really fun.
You know?
To find out where they place the date of birth on different license?
Driver's license.
Yeah.
Different.
And some were like wild.
Yeah,
I remember when I found out New York State, what they do, but if you aren't 21, your license is vertical, not horizontal.
They start doing that here.
They did start doing that.
Like a couple years ago.
Up is down and left is right in the identification card world.
Horizontal is vertical.
It's wild right now.
Okay, I have to tell you guys something that is going to make us look really stupid.
Oh.
We, pre-COVID, had somebody come into the studio and sit with us and explain exactly what a real ID was and what we needed to do to get it, and not a single one of us remembered.
I have one.
I remember doing that. Yeah. You have a real ID?
Yeah. It's the one with the bear.
So, okay, I was going to ask you about
different?
That.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about that.
So I need a real ID and a driver's license, or is that my driver's license?
It's both.
Okay.
I don't know. If you have black light, it'll show the bear on the right-hand side.
Hold on. Do I have a real ID?
Yes.
I have a real ID.
I think so. Right?
How?
I've got the bear.
No, it's a UV bear under the gold mine guy. You could... Yeah.
See, I just got
Hold
my
on a second.
Renewed, so...
In order to find
I've
out...
Gold mine guy.
If you find out if you have a real ID, you need a UV light?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Give me your driver's license.
Oh, okay. So it is the bear, this bear. That tells you you have
in
a
the
real
corner.
ID.
Oh.
Yeah, corner in the if bear.
So you do have a corner bear.
I do have a corner bear.
So you
what
have
the
a real
F?
ID. What do you have?
Nothing.
You have the gold miner?
Nothing. I'm just a gold miner.
You're the federal non-compliant.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You're practically on the terrorist watch list.
I'm barely a person. Who even knows if I'm alive?
Not the state of California or the federal government. And honestly, you might be better off just having the federal government assume you're dead. So, like, okay, so now if you're Katie,
okay,
what are we going to do? What do you need?
Okay, so
let's answer some questions.
What do I need?
First of all, to answer the question, kids do not need a real ID to fly.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, this seems like uncharted territory.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, so what do you need to get a real ID? Okay, here we go.
You need several forms of
You need stuff. Proof of identity.
Okay. Is me being here not proof enough?
No, they need documentation.
Okay.
What about my birth certificate?
You need your social security number.
Okay, I have that. Do I need to give them the card or can I just give them the number?
So you should just give them the card.
Okay.
If you can't give them the card, give them a W-2 or a pay stub.
I don't have either of them.
You can get a pay stub off of our website.
Okay, so I have to go on and print a pay stub?
Yes. Yeah. Do it here before you leave work. Okay. You also need two proofs of California residency.
Oh.
Bills, usually.
Like a utility bill?
Let me see here. Yeah, it's usually bills. Yeah, a mortgage bill, a utility bill. You can even use a bank statement or a rental agreement.
Okay.
So there you go. If you had to register your car, that would count.
Okay.
You need two of those to prove that you live where you live. But if you're in the process of moving, which you kind of are right now, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Then I would imagine that's tricky because you probably don't have any of those for your new residency.
And my pay stubs now say my new address.
Because here's the problem. They do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, then use those.
But it doesn't match any of my other stuff yet.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
Looks like you're not going to Vegas.
Where's your official residency? Like, is it your old place or your new place?
I guess technically my old place.
But see, if she uses her old place, then she's got a real ID for 4 years that has the wrong address.
Wow. You're in a sticky situation.
God.
Gotta get that bear. Coming up next on KUDL, KUDL HD1 Sacramento, broadcasting from the official pest prevention studio. There's a phone scam next, and it was so much fun for me to do this. I'm calling a marketing guy to see if I can get some of the actors that I represent in his commercials. The only issue is that my actors are all animals. You're going to hear it go down at 8:10, and you don't want to miss it.